Okay, so we're on the Avzayin Amud Aleph. On the bottom, there's two dots, and the Mishnah said that that there's no difference between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, except for reading the Megillah and Matanos Le'Avyonim. Gemara explained because those two are always linked together. Remember, we've seen this already a number of times, that you have to give Matanos Le'Avyonim on the day that you read Megillah, because the Aniyim are looking forward to the Matanos Le'Avyonim on the day of reading Megillah. So, Matanos Le'Avyonim, the Gemara says on the bottom, very practical Gemara tonight. This is really, really a good piece. I'm going to read fast. I'm going to pick my spots, but this is really, really an important piece of Gemara. Tani Rabbi Yosef, Mishlach Manos Ishtarehu. The Megillah says that you have to give Mishlach Manos. You send gifts. Ishtarehu, a person to his friend. Shtei Manos Leish Echad. You've got to give two Manos of food to one person. So you only have to give one Mishloach Manos, right? One sending of Manos. But that needs to be made up of two food items. Umatanos Le'Avyonim. I just said that, two food items, like it's so obvious. It's not so obvious, but yes, good. Umatanos le'avyonim, right, and gifts to the poor. Shtei matanos l'shnei b'nei adam. You have to give two gifts to the poor. So you have to give one mishloach manos, which is made up of two food items, and you have to give two matanos le'avyonim, meaning you have to give matanos le'avyonim to two different people. Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya shadar leila Rabbi Oshia. Itma de igla tlasa vigarba de chamre. I'll tell you one thing. Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya can send me Mishloach Manos any year, right? Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya sent Mishloach Manos to Rabbi Oshia, and he sent him meat, right? Itma de igla tlasa, a calf, right? And wine. Garba de chamre. I don't know how much wine that was, but he sent him wine, right? So shalach le kiyamta banu rabbeinu umishloach manos. So Rabbi Oshia responded, oh, you did a great job. You sent us Mishloach Manos Ish L'Re'ehu, right? You fulfilled the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos. Rashi takes out Matanos Le'Avyonim here. If you look in the Mesoras HaShas on the side of the page, he also takes out the two words Matanos Le'Avyonim. So we're going to pretend that they're not in the Gemara because it complicates things if we put them in. So for the easier reading in the Gemara, Rashi takes it out. The Bach takes it out. I'm not just ignoring two words in the Gemara. The Rishonim and the Achronim already thought that these two words were complicated and they had different gears. So you see that you fulfill the Mishloach Manos. The Bach writes, interestingly enough, that you see from here that Mishloach Manos can be fulfilled with drink, because one of the things he sent them was wine. If you look at Rabbeinu Chananel on the sides, Rabbeinu Chananel thinks that initially there was more to the conversation here, and originally he sent him less wine, and then they asked him to send him more wine, right? Then there's interesting discussion in the Rishonim over here that the Mishloach Manos need to depend on the person that you're sending to, what exactly that you need to send. I think that the Ran doesn't say like that, but Rabbeinu Chananel might be saying like that. Good. So the Gemara continues. Rabbah Shadar Leila Mari Barmar Biyar Abaye. So Rabba sent Mishloach Manos to Mari Bar Mar via Abaye. So he used Abaye as a messenger. There's a good chumrah, by the way, to send Mishloach Manos, to send Manos via a messenger. It's a good chumrah. And that's here. Rabbis uses Abaye as his messenger to send Manos. And he sent Mole Taska Dikashva. He sent a sack full of dates. Umale kasa kimcha da abshuna, and he sent a jug full of flour. So he sent the Mishloach Manos of dates and of flour. By the way, just store in your brains, right, it appears in the Gemara, at least over here, that you can send flour for Mishloach Manos, which would be an interesting maramakum, because flour is an unfinished product. So when we talk about what can you send for Mishloach Manos, right, so there certainly is a school of thought that Mishloach Manos needs to be prepared food. And so this one piece of Gemara may seem to indicate otherwise. Just add it to the list, you know, when learning the sugyas of Mishloach Manos, that here, you know, Rabba sent flour. Now, Omar Le Abaye. Abaye was the messenger. Abaye is great in this whole story. Abaye was the messenger, and he looked at Rabba and he said, Hashtomar Mori Ichak Loi Malko Lahava. He said, listen, Rabbi, if a peasant, you know, would become, get a promotion and he would become the king, so Dikula Mitzavrele Lo Nachis, so wouldn't he take off, you know, the stuff that he used to wear beforehand? Meaning what he's saying to Rabba is, he's saying, you know, Rabba, now that you became, this is what Rashi explains, now that you became the Rosh Yeshiva, maybe you should send a nicer Mishloach Manos. You know, Abaye is giving him the business. He doesn't like the Mishloach Manos that he's sending. Now look what happens next. Hadar shalei la'ihu malu taska de zangvila umalei kasa de pilpala arichta. So then, right, Mari Bar Mar sends back Mishloach Manos. He sends back Manos to Rabba, again, the Abaye. So Abaye delivers the first set of manos. Now, Mari Bar Meir gives Abaye to return back to Rabbah. And he gives him a bag full of ginger, zanvilo is ginger, right? And a jug of, a jar of long peppers, pilpata aricha. I don't know what kind of peppers they are, but they're long, right? Long peppers. Maybe those Anaheim chilies. Those are long. I don't know, right? So Amar Abaye says to Mari Bar Rav, Hashta Amar Mar, Ana Shadri Le Chulia V'Ihu Shadr Le Chorfa. He says, listen, I'm going to go bring this back to Rabbah, and Rabbah's going to say, I sent him sweet stuff. I sent him dates. I sent him this nice flour, and he sends me sharp stuff. He sends me ginger. He sends me hot pepper. He says, hey, Rabbah's going to get upset. He thinks you're giving him, bitter stuff. You know, he was critical over here of everything that everybody said. But you know, you see from here at least a little bit, maybe this is the earliest makar. What I'm about to say is late sunnis. It's good Purim Torah, but this is Megillah, right? Maybe this is the earliest makar for, you know, like Mishloach Manos themes. You know, people always have themes in the Mishloach Manos. So you see Abaye here is darshaning the theme, and Abaye is saying, oh, it's not a good Mishloach Manos because people are going to say, you know, if you give Mishloach Manos, that's, you know, all bitter food. So, you know, people are going to say, oh, whatever it is. I don't know. Okay, good. Now, Omar Abaye. Now, look what Abaye says next. This is great. Ki nafki mi beimar have a savannah. When I left Rabbah's house, I was full. This is such a Purim story. I was in Rabbah's house. I left Rabbah's house. I was full. Ki mati lahasam. And then when I got to Mari Bar Rab's house, krivuli shisin sai de shisin mine kedera. They brought me 60 different kinds of food on 60 different plates. Va'achli bahu shisin pluga. And I ate. Ate one from each. I ate, you know, one thing from each plate. Ubishule basraisa, and then the last food that they brought out, habukari leitzoli kedar, was a kind of roasted meat. By the way, this is just like me on Purim. Everywhere you go, everybody's giving out food, and what do? You eat it everywhere you go. See, things haven't changed much. And then Abaye says, and when I ate that, I finished it and I wanted to eat the plate after I was done. Abaye is my kind of guy. Abaye said, "Hainu da'amri inshi kafin anya velo yada." Abaye says, "Oh, this is what people say. You never know. You think you're full, and then they bring out all this food, and you don't even realize that you're hungry." Inami, or alternatively, Ravcha levisima shchiach. There's always room for jell. Roasted meat. There's always room for roasted meat. That's what Abaye says, right? So that's Abaye. Okay, good. I saw Yehud, I think you have the art scroll over there in front of you. I saw in the footnote over there, I think they have them, the Chasam Sofer, a very interesting interpretation of this Gemara that Abaye is actually talking about learning Torah. He's not talking about eating food. So anybody can go over to Yehuda later and he'll tell you that understanding, but I've got to keep reading because I've been going too slow. Everybody ready? Abaye bar Avin, Rav Chinuna bar Avin, Mechafisu, Dasayu Ladadi. Oh my gosh. So Abaye bar Avin and Chinuna bar Avin, they used to switch meals. If you look in Rashi over here says that they used to invite each other over for Seudas Purim and they would take turns. This Rashi is the mucker for a big kula of the Bach. The Bach thinks that you don't have to give food items to fulfill the mitzvah Mishloach Manos, and he learns it from this Rashi. Because Rashi says that what they used to do was they used to invite each other over. So the Bach says that's very good for the person who's doing the inviting. But what about the guy who's coming over? How does he fulfill the mitzvah Mishloach Manos? So the Bach says, when I come over to your house, that makes you happy. If I make you happy, I fulfill the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos. That's a wild Bach, and he gets it from this Rashi. The Ran understood this Gemara differently. The Ran understood that when the Gemara says they used to mechafisu the sayul hadad, the Rashi says they used to take turns inviting each other over for meals. The Ran says that's not what it means. The Ran says it means that they used to swap, actually, in the same year. They didn't have enough money, so I would send you mine and you would send me yours. And that way everybody would, again, they would combine Mishloach Manos and Seudas Purim, but they would swap meals. According to Rashi, it means they would alternate years. And that's where the Bach learned it from. Good. Omar Rava, Mechayev Inish Levesume Bepurayu Adelo Yoda Bein Oror Haman Levorach Mordechai. A person has to become intoxicated on Purim to the point where he doesn't know the difference between Oror Haman and Baruch Mordechai. Tosfos on the top of the page points out that we have a custom to say after we read the Megillah, Kabbalah, Arur Haman, Baruch Mordechai, Baruch Esther, Arur Zeresh, right? And that's what the Gemara is talking about. That is the custom that we still have. The Tosfos over here said on top of the page. And that's what the Gemara is talking about, that he's supposed to drink so much that you can't tell the difference one from the other. Rabba and Rav Zeira Abdu Su'udas Purim Bahadei Adadi. Rabba and Rav Zeira had Su'udas Purim together. Ipsum, they got very drunk. Come Rabba Shachtei L'Rabbi Zeira. And then Rabba killed Rabbi Zeira. That's what the Gemara says. Right now, that, if you look in the Achronim, so some of them think he didn't actually kill him. You know, okay, fine, but let's read the whole story. L'machor boy Rachmei V'achye. So then Rabba felt bad that he killed Rabbi Zeira. So when he woke up the next morning, he was feeling a little bit better. So he davened to God that Rabbi Zeira should get better. And V'achye, and he came back to life. So that's why some Achronim say he didn't really die, he didn't really come back to life, he just hurt him. And so then he davened that he'd get better, and he got better. Lashana, the next year, Amarle, Nesi Marvin, Nevid Sudas Purim. Oh, so the next year, Rabbah invited Rabbi Zeira again for Sudas Purim. So Amarle, Lo Bechol Shadda V'Shadda Misrach HaShnisa. So Rabbi Zeira said, no, thank you. Right? He said, no, thank you. Right? He said, I don't know that it's going to go so well this year. So Amar Rava, so if the Ran over here writes that this Gemara, the flow of the Gemara is kind of strange, right? The Gemara says you have to become very intoxicated. Then the Gemara tells this awful story, like really awful story. So the Ran says that it's actually a machlokus in the Gemara, that the story is coming to argue, and the story is coming to say that you shouldn't get drunk like that because bad things will happen. And that's how the Ran paskins, and this is a big machlokus, what exactly he's supposed to do, right? But this is the source of it. There seems to be a machlokas here in the Gemara how one is supposed to celebrate Purim. Amar Rava, Su'udas Purim Shach Lebalaylo Lo Yatsa Yidei Chovaso. Rava said, you cannot do Su'udas Purim at night. Su'udas Purim has to be done in the daytime. My time, why? Yimei Mishtevi Simcha Ksiv, because the Pasuk says in the Megillah, Yimei, the days of Mishtevi Simcha. Rav Ashi, Ava Yosef Kamei, Der Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi was sitting before Rav Kahana, Nogav Loasu Rabbanan, and the other students were not coming. Amar Le, my time, Loasu Rabbanan. So Rav Ashi said, how come the rabbis are not coming? So Rav Kahana said, "Dilma Tridi B'Sudas Purim." Maybe they're all having their Sudas Purim. Amar Lei, we'll all have Evshel Michle Be'orta. So then Rav Ashi said, "Why didn't they have Sudas Purim last night and come to the base medrash today?" Amar Lei, Shmilo Shmiya Lei Lamar Hado Amar Rava Sudas Purim Shachle Balay Lo Yatzi Yidei Chovaso. So Rav Kahana said to Rav Ashi, "Well, because Rava taught us that you can't have Sudas Purim at night; you have to have Sudas Purim during the day." So Amar Lei, Amar Rav Hachi. So then Rav Ashi said to him, "Well, is that really true?" Amar Lei, and he said, "Yeah, of course that's true. That's what we learned." So Tanamine Arba in Zimnin, they reviewed this halacha 40 times. V'damilei k'man demanach b'kisa, until Rav Ashi felt like he had secured this halacha, folded it up, put it in his pocket. Rav Ashi knew this halacha well. All of that being said, if I remember correctly, I did not look it up today, but if I remember correctly, the Rama writes in Shulchan Aruch that you should have some elaboration of your meal at night. You can't have Sudas Purim at night. It doesn't work. Sudas Purim, like the Gemara said, needs to be during the day. But if I remember correctly, the Rama says that you should add to some festivity at night. We're going to run through the rest of this Gemara. Is everybody ready? The Mishnah says as follows. Ein bein yom tov l'shabbos. When I say run through, I mean we're going to learn it well, but quickly. Ain't being Yom Tov l'Shabbos el Ochal Nefesh Bilvad. Right? There's no difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos except for Ochal Nefesh. Tosfos here points out, Rashi here writes the same thing, that this is not entirely true. There are many differences between Yom Tov and Shabbos, right? But in terms of Malacha, Ain't being Yom Tov l'Shabbos el Ochal Nefesh. The only difference is food that you can prepare food on Yom Tov and not on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Hala Inyan Machshiri Ochal Nefesh Zev Zeh Shavin. It sounds like Ochal Nefesh is the only difference, but which means not the actual food preparation, but the stages needed before preparing food, the preparation for food preparation. So for example, Rashi here points out, if you're allowed to do shechita on Yom Tov, because that's ochal nefesh, so sharpening a knife, right? That would be machshirei ochal nefesh, right? The preparatory stages. So it sounds like that's not allowed on Yom Tov because the only difference is ochal nefesh. So then machshirei ochal nefesh was obviously not allowed on Shabbos, must also not be allowed on Yom Tov. So masnisin to look Rabbi Yehuda, that would make our Mishnah not like Rabbi Yehuda. Titania ain't been Yom Tov l'Shabbos ela ochal nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda matir af machshirei ochal nefesh, because Rabbi Yehuda does allow machshirei ochal nefesh on Yom Tov. My time in the Tanakhama, what's the rationale of the Tanakhama that you're not allowed to have Machshiri Ochol Nefesh? Omar Krahu, Velo Machshirav. Who? Ochol Nefesh is what's not allowed only, but not Machshiri Ochol Nefesh. Rav Yehuda Lachem, Lachem Lachotzer Chaychem. Rav Yehuda learns, Hu Levado Yaseh Lachem, right? It can be done for you. For you teaches me that anything I need to be done for my food is allowed to be done even Machshir. V'idach Nami Dichsiv Lachem, but the Tanakhama has to read the word Lachem also. So he learns, Lachem Velo Lovde Kochavim, Lachem Velo Laklavim. For you, but not for non Jews. non-Jews for you and not for your animals. This is why you're not allowed to have non-Jews at your Yom Tov table. You are allowed to have non-Jews at your Shabbos table, but you're not allowed to have non-Jews at your Yom Tov table. And this is why. Because Ochel Nefesh is allowed, but Ochel Nefesh is only allowed for Jews. Ochel Nefesh is not allowed for non-Jews. So you can't prepare food for non-Jews. You're only allowed to prepare food for Jews. And so if you're preparing food on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to have non-Jews on your table. This is Halacha and Shulchan Aruch. V'idach nami oksiv hu, but for Rabbi Yehuda, he allows Machshir Ochel Nefesh. The Pasuk also says who. So oksiv hu oksiv lachem. It says both. It says who and it says lachem. Kam b'machshir and shenefesh lo sozameir av Yom Tov. Kam b'machshir and shenefesh lo sozameir av Yom Tov. So it must be Yehuda draws a distinction. There are Machshir Ochel Nefesh which are allowed to be done on Yom Tov, and those that are not allowed to be done on Yom Tov. If you could have done it before Yom Tov, if you could have sharpened your knife before Yom Tov, then you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov, because you could have done it beforehand, and you must have done it beforehand. If you didn't, then you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. But if you couldn't have done it beforehand, say your knife was sharp before Yom Tov, and then on Yom Tov you drop it, something happens, you know, and it gets nicked. So now you have to sharpen it again, so that is allowed to do it on Yom Tov, because you could not have done it beforehand. It's 15:35, I really wanted to read this last Mishnah, but I don't want to push the time too far. So we'll stop here today, we'll pick up